Dr. Chad Hansen is a forest ecologist with the John Muir Project who studies the relationship between giant sequoias and fire. He opposes the replanting project and filed a lawsuit to stop it.
This is part of an industrial forestry plan to basically turn these wilderness areas, these wild sequoia groves in these wilderness areas, into managed landscapes.
After widespread and intensive wildfires burned through many giant sequoia groves in recent years, Sequoia National Park officials decided to replant in areas so severely burned it was feared the big trees would never come back naturally. Hansen laid out his case in a recent webinar sponsored by the Sierra Club's Tehipite chapter. He disagrees with the need for replanting, and he says the government has misled the public. Hansen and his research crew have gone into those burned groves. Their research studies are now in the process of being peer-reviewed. His conclusions contradict the Park Service's narrative.
What we found is sequoia reproduction is overall, it's most abundant in the high-intensity fire patches. Not only that, it has much, much higher survival in the high-intensity fire patches. It's surviving at very, very high rates in the areas where the fire burned intensely. Contrary to what we're being told, sequoia seedlings and saplings are growing much, much faster in the high-intensity fire patches than they are in the low-intensity.
The Redwood Mountain Grove and Board Camp Grove are two of the most severely burned areas targeted for replanting. The Park Service concluded giant sequoias would not survive without intervention, but Dr. Hansen has been in those groves and claims they got it wrong.
In the Redwood Mountain Grove, 100% of our plots as independent researchers and 100% of the Park Service's own plots in the high-intensity fire patch had natural sequoia regeneration. Far, far better than the study that they were using as their benchmark. And not only that, they claimed that it would mostly die by year two post-fire. It would already be dead. And that didn't come to pass. They were surviving at high rates. And there was a whole new cohort of giant sequoia seedlings at year two post-fire.
Dr. Hansen asserts that park officials have misled the public by claiming that sequoia groves would not revive naturally and that a massive and ongoing replanting project was needed. He contends the Park Service has not been forthcoming about what that would entail.
These are not just planting projects. They're going in there with chainsaws and dynamite. They're creating clear cuts in these wilderness areas to land squadrons of helicopters because it's in remote areas. And in most of these groves, that's their plan, to create clear cuts. They did that in Board Camp, for example. And because there's thousands of pounds of seedlings and equipment for the staging, for the crews, the planting crews, they're going in there with, mule trains and huge encampments of planting crews. Just the activity of the mules and the planting crews and the clear cuts, that's going to kill far more seedlings. Far more sequoia seedlings than they're planting in the first place.
Dr. Chad Hansen says he's convinced that giant sequoias regenerate better after high-intensity fires and not as well in moderate burn zones, contrary to Park Service assessments. Hansen even took Sequoia Park Chief Clay Gordon to a severely burned grove that was teeming with infant sequoia trees a few feet tall. The Park Service has stated they will only plant in areas where there is poor regeneration. And if not soon, shrubs will take over and choke out sequoia growth. There are also concerns about the quality of the sequoia seedlings themselves. Hansen is sure his research shows the Park Service is going down the wrong track on all those matters.
There's literally no basis, for this entire project. And so they issued a revised version of the environmental assessment, and they admitted that they misrepresented that study, and yet they went ahead and signed the decision and went ahead with the planting project anyway. Now, what does that tell you? I think that tells us all we should be very skeptical of what's going on here.
The Park Service stands by its policy and actions in replanting giant sequoias. Meanwhile, other scientists will weigh in on Dr. Chad Hansen's research. The lawsuit to halt the replanting will be in court early in 2024. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.